morning, please turn to Romans chapter 12.
今天早上请翻开罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章。
We'll read verse 1.
我们读第一节。
It was mentioned by brother already.
就像我们弟兄已经提到的。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。这就是你们属灵的敬拜侍奉。
Let's turn to Book of John.
请翻开约翰福音。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
We're going to read a story that we are all very familiar with.
我们要读一段经节一个故事是我们都很熟悉的。
And yet that this scripture gives the best definition of worship.
这一段圣经为我们说出了最好敬拜的意义。
We start with verse 3.
我们从第三节开始。
When the Lord learned of this, he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria, so he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar.Near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour.
他就离了犹太，又往加利利去，必须经过撒玛利亚。于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各的。给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井。耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时约是午正。
When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food.
有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对她说，请你给我水喝。那时门徒进城买食物去了。
The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans."
撒玛利亚的妇人对他说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。
Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God,And who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water."
耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给你活水。
Sir, the woman said, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water?Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds?
妇人说，先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并生畜也在这井也喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？
Jesus answered, Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water. he told her, go, call your husband, and come back.
夫人说，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。耶稣说，你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。
I have no husband, she replied. Jesus said to her, you are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true.
妇人说，我没有丈夫。耶稣说，你说没有丈夫是不错的。你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫。你这话是真的。
Sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem.
妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知。我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
Jesus declared, Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth.For they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks.
耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父，也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的，你们不知道；我们所拜的，我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
God is spirit, and his worshippers.Must worship in spirit and in truth.
神是灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
Let's have further words of prayer.
让我们再有点祷告。
Father, we thank you for giving us another opportunity to gather before you.
天父，我们感谢你再给我们一个机会，能够聚集在你的面前。
We pray this morning.Our heart will cry out to you that, O Jesus, Lord, I will give myself to you.
但愿今天早上我们的心都向你呼求说，耶稣，我将自己给你。
Because you have given yourself to us on the cross.
因为你在十字架为我代死的时候，你给的是你自己。
Therefore, we have no other masters.
因此在我心里没有其他的主。
And our heart is your throne.
我的心是你的宝座。
And our life should be yours.
我们的一生必须归给你。
And we should live for you.
我们应当为你而活。
We pray that this morning the Holy Spirit will confirm this desire in our heart.
因为今天早上圣灵也把这样的意念印在我们的心中。
There's no other way for us to live.
我们没有其他的方法我们可以活。
And may the Holy Spirit enlighten our spirit.
愿意圣灵来光照我们的心。
So we understand that you are still looking for worshippers today.
叫我们实在看见你今天仍然在寻找敬拜你的人。
Open this portion of scripture to us.
愿你把这段圣经向我们敞开。
So we can understand your heart's desire.
叫我们明白你的心意。
We commit this time into your hand.
我们把这段时间交托在你的手中。
Recognize our own weakness.
认识我们自己的软弱。
And pray for your grace and mercy and anointing.
愿你的恩典和怜悯并恩膏。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. The hymn we just sung has a very interesting beginning.
我们所唱的刚刚唱的这首诗歌有个非常奇妙的开始。
It starts living for Jesus, a life that is true.
因为他一开始就说活着为耶稣，指望能单纯。
It begs a question, if we don't live for Jesus, then a life is false.
所以若是我们不活着为耶稣的话，那我们的生活就是错误的。
So this is a serious question to us. Are we living a life that is not true?
这是一个非常严厉的问题，我们必须要问的。我们是否过一个生活不是单纯的。
If he is right, if this brother is right, the living for Jesus, a life that is true.
若是这位弟兄是对的，活着为耶稣就能活一个单纯的生活。
And therefore, this morning, our consideration is whether our life is true.
那今天早上我们要思想的就是我们的生活是不是真实的，是不是单纯的。
And the burden of this morning is this matter of worship.
今天早上我们的负担就是在关于敬拜这件事上。
And the matter of being a worshipper.
还有成为一个敬拜的人。
And this is not a new subject.
这不是一个新的题目。
And many of us are familiar with this subject.
我们许多的人对这个题目已经非常熟悉。
But it is a fundamental issue that is good for us to be reminded from time to time.
但是这是一个非常基本的一件事情，是值得我们常常被提醒的。
Because it impacts the way we live.
因为这实在影响到我们今天我们的生活。
So every now and then we need to come back to this matter and reflect upon it to see whether the way we live is true.
所以我们必须要常常回到这一点上来思考我们的生活是不是单纯的。
And the word worship some today means something very different.
在今天这个敬拜这个字是非常不同的。
Sometimes people use the worship to mean services.
常常有人说讲到敬拜这个词就指一个聚会。
And they use worship to mean the singing, the messages, and the Sunday school.
所以有时候我们用敬拜这个词来表示说这是唱歌的时候这个是信息的时候，这是主日学的时候。
I use worship to represent a program that we go through.
对，我们用敬拜这个词来代表一个我们所聚会的一个城市。
And other time we use worship to indicate the time of praising or singing.
或者有的时候我们用敬拜这个词来代表是一个赞美唱诗的时候。
We use worship to indicate the time we give thanks to the Lord.
我们把这个敬拜这个词用作我们把感谢归给神的时候。
But that's not the real meaning of the word worship.
但是这却不是那敬拜真正的意义。
And Bible has many examples of worship and worshipers.
在圣经里面，我们看见有许多例子说到敬拜和敬拜的人。
But Bible does not.Give a very explicit definition what worship is.
但是圣经上却没有给我们一个非常清楚的对敬拜这个词的定义。
The closest verses I can find is Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
我能够找到最靠近的就是罗马书第十二章第一节。
And Romans chapter 12 verse 1 said, Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies.A living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
他说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。这就是你们属灵的敬拜和侍奉。
The definition here for worship are very different from the way we commonly use this word worship.
在这里对敬拜的定义与我们平常所用来称为敬拜是非常的不一样。
By definition of Romans chapter 12 verse 1, worship means a surrender your life to God and look to God for everything.
照着罗马书第十二章第一节给我们的敬拜的定义，就是将我们的生活降服在神的面前，单单的仰望神一切的供应。
Being a worshipper means you live your life for God and for God alone.
成为是一个敬拜的人，就是我们要把自己归给神，而且为着神而活。
This is not the way people use this word worship today.
这并不是今天这个今天的人所用敬拜的意思。
But this is the word worship really means in the scriptures.
但是这个在却是在圣经里面真正敬拜的意义。
You worship God because you surrender your life to God.
我们敬拜神乃是我们把我们的自己降服在神的面前。
You call yourself worshipper because you live your life for God and for God alone.
我们称我们自己是敬拜神的人，因为我们是活着为着神，而且是单单的为着他。
You cannot say you worship God if you do not surrender your life to Him.
你不能称为你是敬拜神的人，若是你没有把自己降服在神的面前。
You cannot call yourself a worshipper if you live a life for yourself and not for God and not for Him alone.
若是你今天是为着你自己而生活，并不是为着神而生活，并没有单单的为着他而生活的话，你就不能称为自己是一个敬畏神的人。
The English word worship came from the word worth.
敬拜这个词在英文里面是从值得这个字而来的。
So the matter is, whether or not you consider the God is worthy for your surrendering.
在这个就表示说，我们是不是看神为值得我们把自己降服在他的身里面
？Is the God Almighty worthy for you to live your life for Him?
这位伟大的神是否值得你一生为他而活
？When you worship the Lord, you are saying you are worthy.
当你敬拜神的时候，你是对神说你是值得的，你是配的。
This is the meaning of worship.
这个就是敬拜的意义。
The matter is whether God is worthy.
这个事情乃在于神是否是配得的。
In John, there's a very beautiful story.
在约翰福音里面，这有一个非常美丽的故事。
And I think we learned that story when we're maybe in kindergarten.
我们也许在幼稚园的时候就听到这个故事。
I think every childThat grew up in the church will learn this story multiple times.
每一个在聚会里长大的孩子们都会常常听见过这个故事。
And it's a beautiful story.
而且这是一个非常美丽的故事。
But the essence of the story is about worship.
但是这个故事最重要的精义乃是关于敬拜。
It's about how to be a worshipper.
乃是关于如何成为一个敬拜的人。
It's about God is looking for a worshipper.
乃是关于到神是在寻找一个敬拜的人。
On that particular day, our Lord Jesus wanted to go from Jerusalem to Galilee.
在那一个特别的一天里面，我们的主耶稣要从耶路撒冷到加利利去。
During those time, if you are a good Jews, you will not go through Samaria.
在那个时候，你若是一个好的犹太人，你是不会经过撒玛利亚的。
Any good Jews will cross the Jordan River to the east side, then go all the way up, then cross the Jordan River to the left, and go to Galilee.
每一个好的犹太人，他们一定会越过约旦河，往东边走，越过约旦河，然后再往上走，然后再过约旦河往西回来。
Samaritans are not clean.
撒玛利亚是非常不干净的。
The place of Samaria is not holy.
撒玛利亚这个地方是不圣洁的。
We holy Jews will not ever go near to Samaria.
我们这些圣洁的犹太人是绝对不会经过撒玛利亚的。
We will pay a price to go extra miles.
我们会花更多的代价，付大的代价走多走比较长的路。
We'll never go through Samaria.
我们是绝对不会经过撒玛利亚的。
But that day Jesus had to pass through Samaria.
但是那一天耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚。
Why Jesus had to?
为什么主耶稣需要必须经过撒玛利亚？
Because God was looking for a worshipper in the Samaritan woman.
因为神是在那边，在这个撒玛利亚妇人里面寻找那个敬拜的人。
The name of this woman was not even mentioned.
这个妇人的名字根本没有不记载在圣经里。
Perhaps no one in the whole area even care about her.
我想在那个地方的人根本就没有人顾念她。
This woman was perhaps despised by her own people.
我想这个妇人是被她自己的子民 所鄙视的。
Therefore, she has to, come out to draw water at noontime.
所以她必须在正午的时候出来，打水。
Nobody would draw water during that time. It's so hot.
那个时候是如此的热，没有一个人会在那个时候出来打水。
You either come to the well in the morning or in the afternoon.
你会到井边打水，要不就在清早，或是在傍晚。
But this woman chose to come at the hottest time of the day.
但是这个妇人却是在一天最热的时候出来打水。
Because she did not want to see anybody, and she did not want to be seen by anybody.
因为这个妇人不愿意看见任何的人，她也不愿意被人所看见。
There is something missing in her life.But she did not know what it was.
在她的生活中有缺少一些事情，但是她确实不知道。
She tried everything.
她用尽所有的方法
to quench her thirst, but he could not find what is missing.
她用各尽的方法来解渴，但是她却找不着。
She tried traditions.
她试着传统。
She knew all about Jacob.
她知道一切关于雅各的事。
But tradition did not quench her thirst.
但是传统却不能解渴。
Brother and sister, if only you have is tradition.
弟兄姐妹们，若是你仅有传统，
that will not quench your thirst.
那不能够解决你的干渴。
She tried religion.
他试着宗教。
She worshipped on the right mountain in Samaria.
他在那对的山上，在撒玛利亚来敬拜。
But religion did not quench her thirst.
但是宗教不能解他的渴。
After religion and traditions, she tried relationship.
在这个传统，在宗教之后，他就试着做人之间的关系。
And he tried many times.
他试了许多的次。
And the relationship did not quench her thirst.
但这些与人际之间的关系却不能解他的渴。
So in a way, he was hopeless and exhausted.
所以他是完全的绝望，而且用尽了一切的方法。
And there was no one there to help her.
那没有一个人在那里能够帮助他。
But thank God, I believe the deep inside of her conscience, this woman is still asking, still seeking, and still knocking.
但是我深信，在这个女人的心中，她仍然在那边寻找，她仍然她仍然在祈求，在寻找，在叩门。
And Jesus went out his way to meet this woman.
所以主耶稣就绕路而行，为了要来遇见这个女人。
I wonder, is there anybody today like this Samaritan woman?
我想在座的是否有人像这个撒玛利亚妇人一样呢？
You're seeking something to quench your thirst.
你在寻找一些东西来解决你的干渴。
If you are seeking, Jesus will be there waiting for you.
若是你在寻找，主耶稣就在那里等候你。
And Bible said Jacob's well was there.
圣经就告诉我们说，雅各的井在那里。
And Jesus was sitting by the well.
耶稣就坐在井旁。
And then came the Samaritan woman.
那这个撒玛利亚的妇人就来了。
On the surface appears coincident.
在外面看来好像不过是偶然。
But in reality, this is God's plan all along.
但是在实际上，这却是神的计划。
Jesus passed through Samaria just for her.
主耶稣经过撒玛利亚就是为了她。
And Jesus knew her very, very well.
主耶稣清清楚楚地认识他。
And the whole story occurred around Jacob's well.
所以整个故事就在雅各井的旁边开
始。And Holy Spirit used this symbol to show us what is a good worshipper look like.
圣灵就用这个让我们看见一个好的敬拜的人是怎么
样。A true worshipper is like a well.
一个真正的敬拜的人是像一口井一样。
And inside there is a connection to a spring water deep down.
在它的里面是紧紧的与一个很深的井连接在一起。
And that spring will wells up to eternal life.
在这个泉源就能够涌出活水。
And that is the way a worshipper lives.
那这就是呢敬拜神的人生活。
And when this woman came to the well,And Jesus approached her by asking her a question.
当这个妇人到井旁的时候，主耶稣就问她一个问题。
And Jesus asked her for a drink.
主耶稣就问她，要水喝。
It is an amazing way that Jesus approached the Samaritan woman.
这个主耶稣这样子来遇见这个妇人，这个撒玛利亚妇人的方法是何等的奇异。
Jesus had to humble himself just to talk to a Samaritan.
主耶稣必须要谦卑自己来与这撒玛利亚妇人说。
And he approached her by making a request of her.
他借着跟他有一个要求来接触他。
By asking for help, Jesus lowered himself even lower than the Samaritan woman.
主耶稣向这个妇人要求帮助，主耶稣就把自己降卑到比这撒玛利亚妇人还低的位置上。
And this is humility.
这个就是谦卑。
Brother and sister, how often we lack this humility when we interact even with the closest person in our life.
弟兄姐妹们，许多的时候我们是何等的缺少这样的谦卑，特别是当我们跟至亲的人在一起的时候。
How often we humble ourselves before we talk to our spouse?
有多少次我们是谦卑自己来与我们的配偶说话呢？
How often we humble ourselves before we talk to our children?
有多少时候我们是谦卑自己来与我们的儿女们说话？
And we wondering why our children didn't listen to us.
那我们还想说为什么我们的孩子们不听我们的。
We wonder why our spouse didn't take our advice, which is the best.
我们也常常这样想，为什么我们的配偶不拣选我们的意见，我们的意见是这么好。
Because we did not humble ourselves.
乃是因为我们没有谦卑我们的自己。
Look at Jesus.
你看主耶稣，
He's the Almighty, He's the Creator, and there is a Samaritan woman. Before Jesus talked to her, she lowered himself.
我们的主耶稣是伟大的神，他是创造天地的，但是他在这个撒玛利亚人妇人面前，他却谦卑他的自己。
And Samaritan woman was very surprised.
所以这撒玛利亚妇人是非常的惊讶。
Then he said, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink, since I am a Samaritan woman?
所以他对他说，我是一个撒玛利亚妇人，你既是犹太人，怎么向我要水呢？
Peter wouldn't do it, Andrew wouldn't do it, John wouldn't do it.
彼得不会做的，安德烈也绝对不会这样做的，约翰也绝对不会这样做的。
None of the disciples will do the things.
没有一个门徒们会这样子做。
Later they saw this.They were amazed.
所以最后当后来他们看见这一点，说他们是何等的惊异。
But Jesus said, if you knew the gift of God, and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.
主耶稣就对他说，你若知道神的恩赐，和对你说，给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给你活水。
Jesus didn't answer the question.
主耶稣没有回答他的问题。
But Jesus challenging the Samaritan woman to know who he is.
但是主耶稣就向这个撒玛利亚妇人挑战，要他来认识主耶稣是谁。
And he actually asked the Samaritan woman, pay attention to living waters.
并且他要他注意在这个活水这件事上。
And this is very important in, when we discuss the matter of worship.
这是在我们当我们讨论到敬拜这件事情上的时候是非常重要的。
We have to know who he is before we have a true worship.
我们必须要认识他是谁，我们才能够有真实的敬拜。
True worship always comes from a revelation of who God really is.
真实的敬拜总是从我对神有一个对神的所事有一个启示。
And but for the Samaritan woman, the revelation didn't come yet.
对撒玛利亚妇人，这个启示还没有看见。
All she saw is a Jew.
他所看见的就是一个犹太人。
And not only a Jew, is a Jew without anything to draw water.
不仅是一个犹太人，而且还是一个犹太人是没有任何打水的器具的。
And she knew the deep, the well is so deep.
而且他知道这个井非常的深。
So a Jew without any a thing to draw water, and the well is so deep.
他就看见一个犹太人是没有打水的器具，而且这个井很深。
And that's her vision of the situation.
这是他所看见的这个情况。
But then she was attracted by the word living water.
但是他是被这个字活水所吸引了。
Then he asked Jesus, how do you get living water?
所以他就问他说，那你怎么得到这个活水呢？
And he also challenged the Lord Jesus.
所以他也来向主耶稣挑战。
He said, she said, are you greater than our father Jacob?
他就对他说，你是比我祖宗雅各还大吗？
And do you know this well is Jacob's well?
你知道这个是一个雅各的井。
This well is here for thousands of years.
你知道这个井在这边有几千年的历史。
It's not an ordinary well.
并不是一个普通的井。
It's Jacob's well.
乃是雅各的井。
Jacob himself drank from this well.
雅各他自己从这个井取水。
Also, his son and his cattle.
而且他的儿子并那些牲畜都从这里井里喝水。
Are you greater than Father Jacob?
难道你比祖宗雅各还大吗？
Again, Jesus didn't answer the question directly.
但是再一次，主耶稣没有直接地回答他的问题。
But Jesus stated the fact that she cannot refute.
但是主耶稣跟他说了一个事实，是他不能够拒绝的。
If you drink of this water, you will thirst again.
他就跟他说，你喝了这井里的水，你必还会再渴。
This is the fact.
这是一个事实。
And the Samaritan woman must acknowledge that.
这个撒玛利亚妇人必须承认这件事情。
But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst.
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。
But the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water spring up to eternal life.
我所赐的水在他里头成为泉源，自用到永生。
Jesus was saying, look, this is indeed the Jacob's well.
主耶稣是跟他说，是的，这是雅各的井。
Has been here for 1,000 years.
是的，是在这边已经有千年的历史。
But for that 1,000 years, people that drink this water will thirst again.
在过去那几千年里面，人凡喝这个井里的水的，都会再渴。
The reason that you will thirst again is this well is outside of you.
之所以我们会再渴，是因为这个井是在我们的外面。
But I will give you something called living waters.
但是我要赐给你一个活水。
This living water will create a well of water inside of you.
这个活水要在你的里面，创造一个井。
And this well inside of you will spring into eternal life.
这个在你里头的井会要直涌到永生。
The Jacob's well is on the outside.
雅各的井是在外面。
The living well is within you.
这个活水的是在你的里面。
Jacob's well symbolizes traditions.
雅各的井说明代表了传统。
The living well comes from revelations.
活水的井乃是从启示而来。
A true worship would never come from tradition, can only come from revelation.
一个真实的敬拜的人是永远不会从传统里面而来，乃是从启示而来。
this Samaritan woman, all of a sudden, you know, he get to something.
突然间，这个撒玛利亚人就好像得着了些什么。
Then she asked, "Sir,"
他就在问。
Give me this water so I will not be thirsty nor come all the way here to draw.
妇人就说，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。
She made a tremendous progress just in a few minutes.
她在这个短短的几分钟之间就有了很大的进展。
She overcame the gap between Samaritans and Jews.
她就越过了这个犹太人和撒玛利亚人中间的这个鸿沟。
She overcame the prejudice of her own tradition.
她也越过了她自己传统的偏见。
So she asked for the living waters.
所以她就来求这个活水。
But there's something else Jesus must do.
但是主耶稣还需要再做一些事。
There's something in her conscience.Must be dealt with.
主耶稣必须来对付他的良心。
And Jesus said, "Go, call your husband and come here."
所以主耶稣对他说，去，叫你的丈夫也到这里来。
And this woman said, "I have no husband."
那这妇人就说，我没有丈夫。
And Jesus said to her, "You have correctly said, I have no husband, but you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have." It's not your husband. This you have said truly.
耶稣说，你说没有丈夫是不错的，你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。
And this word penetrated deeply into her conscience.
这个话就深深的刺入了她的良心。
When a person's conscience is awakened, this person will immediately think about worship.
当一个人的良心被苏醒以后，他立刻就想到敬拜之。
Then she asked, "You are a prophet. Our fathers worship in this mountain, and you people say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship."
那这个妇人就说，我看出你是先知，我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
And Jesus began to show her the meaning of worship.
那主耶稣就开始告诉她敬拜的意义。
Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know. But salvation is from the Jews. But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers I worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshipers. God is spirit. And those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
耶稣就对他说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父，也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
We must worship the Father in spirit and truth.
我们必须用心灵和诚实来拜父。
Spirit and truth cannot be separated.
心灵和诚实是不能够分开的。
You can't be in spirit, but not in truth.
你不能够在灵里，却不是在真理里。
You cannot be in truth and not in spirit.
你不能够在真理里，而不在灵里。
So, the word said in spirit and truth.
所以这圣经上的话告诉我们是在灵里和诚实里。
Spirit and truth are together.
灵和诚实是在一起的。
It's the two sides of the same coin.
是一个铜板的两面。
So what does he mean by worship the Father in spirit and truth?
所以拜父的以心灵和诚实来拜他是什么意思呢？
I think there are three meanings of this scripture.
在这段圣经里有三个意义。
If you worship the Father in spirit and truth, then you are no longer limited by time and space.
你若是真的你若是拜父以用心灵和诚实来拜父的话，你就不受时间和空间的限制。
Neither in this mountain, nor in Jerusalem.
不是在这个山上，也不是在耶路撒冷。
It's not a matter of place anymore.
地方不再是一个问题。
In old time, Jews worship in Jerusalem 3 times a year.
在旧约的时候，犹太人他们要一年三次到耶路撒冷去。
But you worship the Father in spirit and truth. It's not limited by time anymore.
你若是用心灵和诚实来拜父，你就不再受时间的限制。
Are we still limited by time and space?
我们是否还是受时间和空间的限制呢？
Is the worship limited to 2 hours on Sunday?
是否敬拜只是在主日的2个小时呢？
Is worship limited by a few hours Friday?
是否敬拜只是限于在星期五的几个小时呢？
Is the worship limit by a few hours on Wednesday night or Tuesday night?
是否敬拜只限于在星期二晚上或星期三晚上呢？
If all worship are still limited by time and space, we still live in Old Testament time.
若是我们的敬拜仍然受时间和空间的限制，那我们就是仍然活在旧约的时代里。
The hour has come 2,000 years ago.
这个时候在2000年以前就已经到了。
Our worship should not be limited by space nor time.
我们的敬拜不需要再被时间和空间的受限制。
We should worship at home.
我们需要在家里来敬拜神。
We should worship at office.
我们需要在办公室里来敬拜神。
We should worship wherever we are.
不管我们在什么地方，我们都可以敬拜神。
Brothers and sisters, worship is to surrender yourself to God.
弟兄姐妹们，敬拜乃是将你自己降服在神的面前。
How can you surrender 2 hours here and 2 hours there?
你怎么能够在这里这边两个小时降服，在那里两个小时降服。
And after 2 hours, you get your life back.
两个小时之后，你是否再把你的生活拿回来？
That is not worship.
那个不是敬拜。
Today, the worship cannot be limited by time and space.
今天这敬拜不再受时间和空间的限制。
Because worship is surrender yourself to God.
因为敬拜乃是将你自己降服在神的面前。
You need to surrender yourself, whether you are at home or you're at office.Or wherever you go.
不管你是在家中，在办公室，不管你在任何的地方，你都应该降服在神的面前。
Worship is the way we live our life.
敬拜就是我们的生活。
Therefore, cannot be limited by time and space.
因此，这不能够受到时间和空间的限制。
If we worship the Father in spirit and truth, then we will no longer, our worship should be limited by time and space.
若是我们真实我们是用心灵和诚实来拜父的话，我们就不我们的敬拜不受到时间和空间的限制。
Secondly, that means we worship in reality.
第二个就是我们是在真实的里面来敬拜神。
If you do worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, then you must worship in reality.
若是我们是用心灵和诚实来拜父的话，我们就必须在真实的里面来敬拜他。
Worship cannot be an outward act only.
敬拜不能够只是外面的一个表现而已。
Worship must have inward reality.
敬拜必须要有里面的实际。
When you surrender yourself to the Lord, it's inward reality.
当你把你自己降服在神的面前，这乃是里面的一个实际。
And this is so crucial for God.
这个对神是何等的重要。
Have you ever read Book of Isaiah?
你有没有读到以赛亚书？
Were you surprised?By reading Isaiah,
你有没有当你读以赛亚书的时候，你们
非常的惊异。God said, "I have enough of burnt offering of rams and the fat of fat cattle."
神说我，你们所我已经有了足够的羊群和献祭。
I take no pleasure in the blood of bulls, lambs, and goats.
我在这些 献祭的牛羊里面，我没有得到喜悦。
Were you surprised?
你是不是很惊讶？
God took no pleasure of sacrifice.
神在这些祭物里面、献祭里面却得不到喜悦。
Were you surprised when you heard Isaiah said, "Bring your worthless offering no longer. Incense is an abomination to me."
你有没有很惊讶当以赛亚说你们不要再献虚浮的供物，香品是我憎恶的。
Were you surprised when you read Malachi and the prophet said, "God hope there are someone among you who will shut the gates so that you may not useless kindle the altar?"
你有没有很惊讶当你读马拉基书的时候，他居然说圣愿你们中间有一人关上殿门，免得你们突然在我坛上烧火。
Why?
为什么？
Why God was so displeased by the offering?
为什么神这么不喜悦这些供物？
To the degree God said he wished someone would just shut the gate.
到了一个地步，他盼望圣愿有人就把门关上。
So that you and nobody would kindle the useless altar.
所以就没有人会在这个坛突然在这个坛上烧火。
It is because those offering and sacrifice has no inward reality.
因为那一些所献的供物是没有实际。
It's just words.
那是言语而已。
Just activities.
就是一些活动。
It's just traditions.
就是一些传统
，just religions，
就是一些人际间的关系。
We can worship the Father in traditional religions。
我们不能够在传统和宗教里面来拜父。
Don't bring the incense that is abomination to God。
不要把那我所憎恶的香品献上。
We must worship in spirit and truth。
我们必须在心灵和诚实里来敬拜他。
So we must be careful about worshiping.
我们必须非常小心的来敬拜。
Is there a reality?
在那里是否有实际？
Is this incense the abomination to God?
这个香品是否是神所憎恶？
If we worship in spirit and truth,then we must worship in the knowledge of Him.
若是我们以心灵和诚实来拜父的话，我们就必须在认识神的事上来敬拜他。
Samaritan worship, but they do not know who they worship.
撒玛利亚人也敬拜，但是他们不知道敬拜谁。
So it's very important we know who we worship.
所以我们必须要知道我们敬拜的是谁。
And we must worshipAccording to the word of God.
我们必须照着神的话语来敬拜神。
And in the old days, when Israel worshipped idols, not because they like idols.
当旧约时候，以色列人他们他们拜偶像，并不是因为他们喜欢偶像。
They worship idols because they do not know God.
他们拜偶像，乃是因为他们不认识神。
So they create this molten calf.And call it the God that took them out of Egypt.
所以他们就铸造了这个金牛犊，然后称他是带领他们出埃及的神。
They want to worship, but they do not know what God is.
他们要敬拜神，但他们却不知道神是谁。
So they thought God is this molten calf.
所以他们以为神就这个是这个他们所铸造的金牛犊。
To worship in spirit and truth, we must worship.In the knowledge of Him.
所以在心灵和诚实里敬拜他，我们必须在认识神的事上来敬拜他。
How do we worship in the knowledge of Him?
那我们怎么在认识他的事上敬拜他？
We worship in Holy Spirit.
我们乃是在灵里，圣灵里来敬拜他。
Holy Spirit will bring us into all the truths.
圣灵要带领我们进入一切的真理。
And this is what Jesus said about worship.
这就是主耶稣所说的关于敬拜。
And I believe that we all are very much familiar with these.
我想我们对这些都是非常熟悉的。
But this morning I would like to just remind ourselves some of the basic thing about worship.
所以今天早上我们愿意在说到一些敬拜基本的事情来提醒我们。
And would like to show how this principle apply to real person.
那我们就要看这些怎样把这些应用在我们的身上。
The first person I like to use is Abraham.
第一个人我所要说的是亚伯拉罕。
When Abraham took his son Isaac to Mount Moriah,
当亚伯拉罕带他的儿子到摩利亚山上去的时候
，and he said to the servants, "Stay here with the donkeys, and I and the lad will go over there." And we will worship and return to you.
亚伯拉罕就对他的仆人们说：“你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。”
Abraham was going to offer his son Isaac as a burnt offering, as told by God.
亚伯拉罕照着神的神的话，要把他的儿子献上，当做燔作为燔祭。
And Abraham said, "We worship."
但是亚伯拉罕说我们去那里拜一拜。
And this is the definition of worship in this example.
在这个例子里面，这个就是敬拜的意义。
Abraham surrendered his life to God.
亚伯拉罕把他的生活降服在神的面前。
If Abraham did not surrender his life to God, he wouldn't be able to offer Isaac.
若是亚伯拉罕没有把他自己降服在神面前，他没有办法献上以撒。
To Abraham, God is worthy of Isaac.
对亚伯拉罕而言，神是配得以撒。
Is worthy of the treasure of his own life.
是配得他生命里面的宝贝，宝贵。
For 3 days, as Abraham journeyed toward Mount Moriah.
有三天之久，亚伯拉罕，走到摩利亚山。
Abraham was like a living sacrifice for those 3 days.
亚伯拉罕在那三天之内，就好像一个活祭。
There was not a single moment that this sort of offering did not weigh heavily on his heart.
没有一个时刻，这个思想要献为。把他儿子献为燔祭的思想不是深深地压在他的心头上。
But Abraham worshipped every moment of these 3 days while carrying on his journey to Mount Moriah.
在这三天去往摩利亚山上的三天之内，亚伯拉罕就把一直在敬拜神。
Abraham worshipped not limited by time.
亚伯拉罕的敬拜不受时间和空间的限制。
He worshipped not by his words, but by his deeds.
亚伯拉罕不是仅仅以他的言语和行为来敬拜神。
He was completely ready to offer this burnt offering.
他是完全的预备好了要把这个燔祭献上。
His worship has reality in it.
他的敬拜是有实际在里面。
And Abraham knew exactly what God wanted.
亚伯拉罕因为亚伯拉罕知道神所要的是什么。
He knew God so well.
他这样的如此的认识神。
And he said to the servant, "We will worship and return to you."
他就对能够对他的仆人说，我们要往那里去拜一拜。
And he knew God and worship in the knowledge of Him.
他认识神，他就在认识神里来敬拜神。
So this is worship.
这个是敬拜。
Abraham worshipped the Lord.
亚伯拉罕敬拜神。
Not by words, but by surrendering his life to God.
亚伯拉罕并不是仅仅在言语上来敬拜神，乃是把他的生活降服在神的面前。
Let's look at David.
让我们来看看大卫。
After David sinned. Commit adultery.
大卫犯了奸淫的罪以后
God struck the child that Bathsheba bore to David.
神就击打拔示巴为他所怀的孩子。
And the child was severely ill.
这个孩子就病了。
Also, David inquired of God for the child, and he fasted and went and lay all night to the ground, on the ground.
神就在大卫就在为着孩子在神面前恳求神，并且进食，终夜躺在地上。
And on the seventh day, and the child died.
到了第七日，孩子死了。
And but the servant of David dared not to tell David.
大卫的臣仆们不敢告诉他。
And they thought how David suffered while pleading to God.
他们看见大卫是如何的来为着孩子来恳求神。
They dare not to tell David that the child is dead.
他们不敢告诉大卫说孩子已经死了。
And but David realized that the servants are whispering together.
大卫见臣仆们低声说话
and he knew the child is dead.
他就知道孩子已经死了。
So he asked them, "Is child dead?"
所以他就问臣仆说，孩子死了吗？
And servant said, "Yes, the child is dead."
那他的仆人就告诉他说，是的，孩子是死了。
Then David arose from the ground.
大卫就从地上起来。
He washed, anointed.And changed his clothes and came into the house of God and worshiped.
他就沐浴抹膏换了衣裳进耶和华殿敬拜。
Then he came to his own house and when he requested, and he set food before him and ate.
然后回宫吩咐人摆饭，他便吃了。
So this is quite an opposite example of than the Abraham's one.
这个与亚伯拉罕的例子是一个非常不一样的。
And they both pleaded for their own son.
他们都为他们儿子来恳求神。
David inquired of the Lord for 7 days.
大卫为着孩子恳求七天之久。
For 7 days, he fasted. He lay down on the ground.
有七天之久，他进食，躺在地上。
But God did not answer his prayer.
但是神却没有答应他的祷告。
God took his child.
神却把他的孩子带走。
David accept the discipline from God.
大卫就接受了神的管教。
The word worship literally means to go forward and kiss the hands.
敬拜的一个意义就是向前亲吻手。
David kissed the hands that just disciplined him.
大卫亲吻了那管教他的手。
This is worship.
这个是敬拜。
This is the real worship.
这个是真实的敬拜。
You kiss the hands that just discipline you.
你亲吻那管教你的手。
You say to the Lord, God is worthy.
你对神说，他是配得。
God is worthy to do what he sees right.
神配得做他认为看为是对的事。
Even the child is dead.
虽然这孩子死了。
God is still worthy.
但是神仍然是配得。
David accept that discipline, so he arose and washed, anointed, went to the house of God and worshiped.
所以大卫就起来沐浴抹膏换了衣裳进了耶和华殿敬拜。
Usually we can worship only after a blessing.
通常我们只有在我们领受祝福之后我们才能敬拜神。
But can you worship after a discipline?
但是你能否在接受管教之后敬拜神。
We know so little about worship because we have so little experience of discipline.
我们对敬拜是如此的不认识，因为我们没有接受管教。
Let's look at Jesus' mother Mary.
让我们看看 主耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
And the angel told her that, behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son.
那天使就对她说，你要怀孕生子。
And Mary said to the angel, how can this be? I am a virgin.
那玛利亚就对天使说，我还没有出嫁，怎能有这事呢？
How can a virgin bear a son?
怎么能有童女怀孕生子呢？
Every person that ever knew her will consider her an adulterous woman from that point.
从那个时候开始，每一个认识她的人都要认为她是一个犯奸淫的妇人。
What about Joseph?
那约瑟会怎么想呢？
Well, Joseph divorced her.
约瑟会不会把她休了呢？
Her reputation and her life is on the line.
她的名誉和她的生命都陷于在那一条线上。
Mary was about to lose everything in her life.
玛利亚，马上就会失去她生命中的一切。
But then what did Mary say?
但是玛利亚说什么呢？
Say, behold, the bond slave of the Lord, may it be done according to your word.
但是玛利亚却对她说，
38节。
我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
This is worship.
这是敬拜。
Mary paid a tremendous price for her worship.
玛利亚为着这样的敬拜要付上极大的代价。
She bear the child in her womb 24 hours a day and 7 days a week.
玛利亚在腹里怀着这个孩子是一天24个小时，一周七天之久。
Whenever someone saw her pregnancy, she had to pay a price.
每当有人看见她怀孕，她就必须付这个代价。
And her worship is not limited by time and space.
但是他的敬拜却不受时间和空间的限制。
So you would think that Mary was probably a very miserable person, right?
你想，你是不是会想说，玛利亚可能会是一个非常悲哀忧愁的人呢？
Bearing such a burden 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
一天24小时，一周七天，都要背负这个重大的这个担子。
Every time someone saw her, would condemn her.
每当有人看见他，就有人要来定罪他。
But very amazingly, Bible say when Mary went to see Elizabeth.
但是很奇异的，当玛利亚去看伊丽莎白的时候。
And Mary said, "My soul exalts the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior."
玛利亚说：“我心尊主伟大，我灵以我的救主为乐。”
If you look at the tense of English, you will realize that her spirit rejoiced in her first, then her soul exalts the Lord.
你若是看英文的词句的构造的话，你会看见说，她是在她的灵里面先以她的救主为乐，所以她能够，她的心能够尊主为大。
Did you see that well in her?
你在他的里面是否看到那一口井？
There was a well that's inside of Mary.
在玛利亚的里面有一口井。
Doesn't matter what happened outside.
不管外面的事情是怎么样。
The criticism 24 hours a day.
在一天24小时人都有人会批评他。
But inside of her, there was a well.
但是在他的里面有一口井。
And her spirit has rejoiced in God, her Savior.
但她的灵是以她的救主为乐。
And her soul exalts the Lord.
因此她的心就尊主为大。
And this is worship.
这就是敬拜。
Hope that by using the three examples now, we come to a better understanding what is the worship.
盼望我们借着这三个例子，我们能够对敬拜有个更好的认识。
And what is a worshiper?
那跟敬拜者是敬拜神的人。
Brother and sister, now we come to some reflection. Are we a worshipper?
我们是否是敬拜神的人？
The question is definitely yes. We are all worshippers.
这个答案是一定是是的，因为我们都是敬拜神的人。
We are created as worshippers.
我们被造就是来敬拜神。
The real challenge is to whom we worship.
但是我们今天的挑战是我们来敬拜谁呢？
God is the only one that who is worthy of our worship.
因为我们的神是唯一配得我们敬拜的。
But there is a conflict in this universe.
但是在这个宇宙之间却有一个冲突。
And Satan want to rob God of this worship.
撒旦他要来剥夺这样的敬拜。
Every single day, Satan is trying to rob God his worship.
每一天撒旦都要剥夺这个我们对神的敬拜。
Remember, Satan took Jesus to a very high mountain. And show him all the kingdoms of the world.And their glory, and Satan said, "All these things I will give you if you bow down and worship me."
记不记得撒旦把带着耶稣到最高的山上，一座最高的山上，将世上的万国和万国的荣华都指给他看，对他说：“你若俯拜我，就把这一切都赐给你。”
The same thing happened to us every day.
这个同样的事情，每一天都在我们生活
上发生。We face the same temptation.Just like what Jesus faced.
我们所面对的这个试探就像我们主耶稣所面对的一样。
Satan took us to a high mountains and show us the kingdoms and their glories.
撒旦就把我们带到一座最高的山上，把万国和万国的荣华都指给我们看。
And ask us to worship him.
并要我们来拜他。
Are you a worshipper?
你是否是一个敬拜的人？
We thank God Jesus said, Go Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
我们感谢神，耶稣对他说，撒旦退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
Is this our answer also?
这也是我们的答案。
Brothers and sisters, thank God we have a high priest that have been tempted in every way.
弟兄姐妹们，我们感谢神，我们有一位大祭司，他是在凡事上都被试探。
We will be tempted again in the coming week.
我们在未来的一周里面也会受到这样的试探。
And Satan will take us to the mountain again.
撒旦会把我们再带到山上。
Show us the glory of the kingdoms.
会把这万国的荣华都再给我们看。
And ask us to worship him.
并要我们来敬拜他。
If you feel you're weak inside.
若是你觉得你里面是非常的软弱
，You feel you cannot resist the temptations.
若是你觉得你没有办法抵挡这样的试探
，Remember we have a great high priest.
记住，我们有一位大祭司
，Who was tempted and overcome.
他是也是被试探，但是他胜过了。
And he can give us the strength to overcome all temptation as well.
他也能够给我们力量，叫我们胜过这一切的试探。
So that we can say, "Go, Satan."
所以我们也能够说。撒旦退去吧。
You shall worship the Lord the God.
我们当拜主你的神。
And serve him only.
单要侍奉他。
Brother and sister, an hour is coming already.
弟兄姐妹们，时候已经到了。
May the Lord encourage us to be a worshipper of him.
愿主来激励我们成为敬拜他的人。
May we have the strength to tell Satan, go away.
但愿我们有这个力量能够告诉撒旦退去吧。
I shall worship the Lord my God.
我要拜主我的神。
And I will serve him only.
我要单单的侍奉他。
And this is worship and a worshipper.
这个是敬拜，也是一个敬拜的人。
May the Lord just encourage again and to consider this matter of worship and reflect upon and ask the Lord for strength.
但愿神再次来提醒我们关于敬拜的事，并且借着这些叫我们来回想，让我们愿意来向他支取力量来胜过。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you that you have provided us a great high priest.
天父，我们实在感谢你为我们预备了一位大祭司。
And the great high priest will encourage us.Every step of the way.
这位大祭司在每一步路上都要来激励我们。
And we fail many times before.
我们过去常常多次失败。
But this morning we will come to you and ask for help.
今天早上我们来到你面前 再次请求恳求你帮助我们。
So to make us a true worshipper.
让我们成为一个真实敬拜的人。
Surrender our life to you.
把我们的生活降服在你的面前。
Live our life for God and for God only.
活着为耶稣，单单的为耶稣。
Lord, as we tempted in the coming days.
在我们未来的日子，当我们备受试探的时候。
Remind us that there is a great high priest.
提醒我们有一位大祭司。
Let's draw near to you.
让我们都进到你的面前。
Let's dig into the well inside of us.
让我们深深在深回到我们里面的深井。
Let's draw water from that well.
让我们从这深井里来取水。
And gain strength from the well.
从这深井里面来得力量。
So that we can say to Satan, go.
所以我们能够对撒旦说，退去吧。
I shall serve God my Lord.
我当拜主我的神。
Serve Him only.
单要侍奉他。
I pray that you bless this word.
愿你祝福你的话语。
And may the word become the life to our path.
愿意这个你的话语成我们脚前的灯。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。